Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it from Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health. We're glad you're joining us to our second half of this radio show. It's really good. If you didn't hear the last week's, I would encourage you. And if you missed the first segment, I encourage you to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, don't fall asleep on these shows.
No.
You really need to get them. Hi, welcome back. We are your voice of radio wellness.
That woke me up.
Thank you for listening. We're joined today by Dr. Chauhan. He's a staff psychiatrist for Behavioral Health. Been here 3 months, so welcome aboard. Hope you find our community welcoming. Certainly.
We're glad you're here.
And really interesting shows. I mean, again, we've been doing these things for 7 years. I don't think we've ever had a sleep disorder
show.
And our executive producer is yelling at us because we're trying to do 90 minutes in 60. So okay. I'm going to stop.
Blabbing.
Yeah, exactly. Pontificating, something like that. And let's get right back into this. It's sleep orders in adults. And we talked a little bit about insomnia. We talked a little bit about people, vampires basically, people who shift their sleep until it's so shifted that it doesn't really fit their lives very well. What about snorers? I know some old people who, adults who snore really loudly. Is that ever rise to the level of being a sleep disorder?
Well, individual snoring can definitely affect a bed partner and can cause serious problems or cause sleep disorders in bed partners.
Oh, really? So your sleep disorder is causing my sleep disorder. How's that for good?
Absolutely. So about 85% of adult population in America do snore. 85 to 90%.
Is it cultural? Is it America? Or, I mean, are we the snoring peoples? Or?
I think we can generalize that, but all of these studies are done in America, and we cannot generalize that.
We don't know, but
probably even more.
All those dollar meals catching up to us.
We are relatively one of the, in the top tier of the healthy people in this, in the world, overall, generally.
So 85% of us snore.
About 85 to 90% of adults in America snore.
We're four of us here, so.
But not everyone has sleep apnea.
Okay.
So what is the difference?
So let me explain the terms. Apnea means pause in breathing. And sleep apnea means pause in breathing when you sleep.
Okay.
And then there are two types of sleep apneas. One is obstructive sleep apnea, and the other one is central sleep apnea. So obstructive sleep apnea is very common relative to the other one. And if there is an obstruction in your airway while you breathe, you are more likely to have an obstructive sleep apnea. And so basically, a majority of individuals with obstructive sleep apnea will snore.
What's the culprit here? What's the obstructing object?
So it could be multifactorial, but the major culprit or the most common culprit is having a narrow airway.
Okay.
So if your airway is narrow, you're able to breathe normally at night. But guess what happens when we sleep? The moment we fall asleep, our muscles relax.
Mm-hmm.
Our muscles become floppy. They relax. So when you sleep supine, for example, with your back, on your bed, which is a relatively common position for people to fall asleep, your tongue and your soft palate in your supine position drops due to gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment they drop, because of the laxity of the soft palate, there is a noise that is made, which is called, which you identify as snoring. And so both of that combine, and if you have a narrow airway to begin with, you're going to chunk your airway the moment you fall asleep. So it starts with the snoring, but it's more than that, much more than that.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.